Hi, this is Judy K. Mozoff, and I'd love to welcome you to my first official Show Your Shine podcast for September 2009. The topic is sustaining self-discipline in the face of fear. And when I think about fear, I think about one of my main fears, the fear of speaking. Believe it or not, I was terrified to speak. My first official paid speaking gig was for a group of 30 dentists in Duluth, Minnesota. I was so excited. I just knew it was going to be fabulous. I was speaking on leadership, and I was going to help them so much. When I arrived that day, it was maybe all of 25 below zero. I was so pumped, I did not even feel the cold. They introduced me, and I took the stage, and I began to speak in a very monotone, methodical, rehearsed, what you need to know tone. And within 5 minutes, five very painful, excruciating minutes, I realized no one was responding to my questions. In fact, they weren't even looking at me. And a voice in my head kept saying, run, run, just run off the stage. Whatever made you think you could do this? You're nuts. Just forget about speaking. No one except for these doctors know how bad you really are, and I don't live here. By now, I had sweat running down my back and a pit the size of a grapefruit at the bottom of my stomach. Think deer in the headlight look, and that's me. More self-talk. So I'm sitting there going, okay, Judy K., you have a choice to make here. What's it going to be? I want to speak. I think I really do, but I'm terrified. Okay, so what's the worst thing that can happen? I can really stink at it. Well, I guess I already do, and I haven't died yet. Believe it or not, this whole conversation happened in my head while I continued to speak on and on. And so I stopped rambling in my monotone voice, and I looked at the audience in the eye and said in a whisper, "This is the quietest group I've ever had." They didn't know they were the first and only group. And I said, "If I promise not to call on you, will you please at least look at me?" And a chuckle swept through the room. I laughed and said, "Good, you can talk." And I took a deep breath and I began again. Was I excellent or even good? No, far from it. In fact, I should have sent each doctor a letter of apology. What I was able to sustain self-discipline in the face of fear and take the first step to my future. When you are faced with fear and the nerves start, you know the ones, the creepy crawlies or the sweat running down your back or the pit in the bottom of your stomach, stop. Breathe and think. How important is this really to me and my future? And what am I really afraid of? What is the worst case scenario that can happen? And realize I can and will survive it. And then take the first step to your future by sustaining self-discipline in the face of fear. This is Judy K. Mozoff wishing you an awesome September. Today is a great day to show your shine.